8:29 and 24 seconds. Good Monday morning. Community Voice program brought to you by Tanner Health System, Oak Mountain Academy, News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, and streaming live on newstalk1330.com. Just find the News Talk 1330 logo at the top of the page. Click on, and you can hear our streaming program all the live long day, including this morning's Community Voice program. We're going to take this program as well and put it on the News Talk 1330 Facebook page later on this morning, so you'll get to hear our guest via Facebook. And his name is Stacy Williams. He's one of four candidates who is qualified to run for Harrelson County Sheriff this year. Harrelson County will have a new sheriff in 2021, the incumbent not qualifying for this race. Stacy Williams, an officer for Carrollton City. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Colin. How you doing, sir?
We're doing great, and as we're telling all of our guests, we do appreciate you able to accommodate us this morning and talk to us over the phone and talk about your campaign. Before we do get into here and discuss your campaign and your platform and things, Stacy, as an officer in Carrollton City, you're part of the patrol. What are you seeing as far as maybe the city of Carrollton and people driving through Carrollton abiding by this order that's been in place?
I think for most part, as much media coverage that the coronavirus has had from the national level down to our local level, I think people is getting the message. This is a very aggressive virus. It's very forthcoming when it comes to being transmittable to other people. As you know, if you follow in the news, Carroll County, I think last report was 100-plus something cases, 130-something cases.
I think that's for all the Tanner hospitals as a whole, right?
Yeah, the Tanner system's done a phenomenal job of keeping the people informed in the West Georgia area. Our hat goes off to them. That's who we look to get advice from, since this is the medical field, the medical professionals and stuff like it. They have really stepped up to the plate. They're overwhelmed right now. When you hear something of this magnitude come out, Colin, I'll just say this. I've been in law enforcement and public safety for over 30 years. This is the first time I've ever seen anything arise to a level such as this. We've had the Zika virus, the Ebola, the swine flu and stuff like it in years past, but nothing on a scale like this. And I say this not to scare people, but it's just in certain times we have to do certain things to not only protect ourselves, but our families and, you know, the other people around us. And this virus has spread through, you know, person-to-person contact. So this is kind of the genesis of where we're at and why we're doing it. We're listening to the medical professionals. When you want advice for somebody, these are the people that you go to. And we have to listen to them. And the shelter-in-place orders, it's working for the most part. I would say, for the most part, 90-something percent, we do get calls as far as people violating the 6-foot rule. But for the most part, the only way we're going to overcome this virus is to do what they tell us to do, and we're going to have to ride it out. If it's 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, this is what we're going to have to do.
Stacy Williams, one of five candidates running for sheriff in Harrelson County. That election taking place in May the 19th, and as far as we're hearing, that is still going to go on, whether we're just doing absentee ballots or being able to go to the precinct and the elections office to cast ballots. Nothing's changed for this election so far. Stacy, you'd mentioned 30 years in law enforcement. Can you tell us about those roles?
Yes, sir. 30 years. I was a volunteer firefighter. Anybody that lives in Harrelson County knows once upon a time we were we started out, the fire department consisted of volunteers, and I got my fire department certification, firefighter certification, way back when, back in the 80s, and worked at Lockheed in the mid-80s and got my layoff, and I decided to jump into law enforcement. I went to work with the Georgia Department of Public Safety and the Georgia State Patrol in 1989. I made a process officer in 91. A lot of people didn't know what a process officer was back then, but we enforced the vehicle insurance laws, suspended driver license, done a lot of things, and we were statewide officers for the Department of Public Safety. But worked for the state for 12 years, last 3 years, on the road at the state capitol there in Atlanta. And I left and came to Carrollton in 2000. Barry Carroll was chief then, came to him, and stayed till 2008, done different jobs from traffic investigator, accident reconstructions, the corporal, sergeant, worked crime scene, done SWAT SRT for about 5.5 years. And I had a job offer to go to work with the Department of Justice on the civilian program for law enforcement to go to Iraq. I did that. Done that for about 44 months, but we swapped over during that time, and I worked for the Department of State, which is the International Narcotic Law Enforcement Bureau, and I ran two programs for the U.S. government in Iraq. I went in as the deputy chief of the Iraqi biometric program for the country of Iraq, and I got elevated to the chief of the mission, chief of the program. Done that for about 3 years, and you know, helping another country during their time of need. And came home, took about a year off, ran for sheriff there in Harris County. While I was overseas, I obtained a criminal justice degree from Columbia Southern University. Ran for sheriff, I lost to the current incumbent, Sheriff Mixon, great guy. After that, the election was over with, I signed up with another company on the civilian program, and I went to Afghanistan with Army CID as a Army LEP. Done 13 months on the battlefield with two different units. Our job was to train the soldiers and to go after the IED facilitators, one of the bomb makers. That mission and role was evidence-based, so our skill sets that we brought to the table, we helped save American soldiers' lives. And during the time we were there, worked in the intelligence division and stuff. And once that mission was over, I came back home. My dad was sick, and he passed on a little bit later after I came home. And I had a job offer with a private company to go back to Afghanistan. So I went back, and I worked for the Navy contract. And so I went back with them, and I was the deputy operation deputy chief of the biometric program for Afghanistan for the whole country. And then in 2015, I got laid off by President Obama. I came back home, and I picked up my time with the city of Carrollton, went back with the city of Carrollton. So overall, I've had a great career. I've had many, many different leadership roles in my career. I was checking the other day. I didn't realize this, but, you know, once you get time and grade in something, sometimes you kind of forget. But I've had over 500-something training classes, schools that I've been to in my career. And it's just phenomenal that I sit where I sit now and I look back and I look at all this and where I'm at today. But I love my job. I love helping people, and I'm dedicated to the job. I swore to uphold the law. I swore to uphold the law for you and your family and defend and support the Constitution of the United States, and I love doing this every day. I think there's no other job I would love to have than to be in public safety. And as it relates to this, be the sheriff of Harrelson County.
838 Community Voice Program brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy on Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3. Also streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. Our guest this morning is Stacey Williams, one of five candidates running for sheriff in Harrelson County. To be sheriff in any county, that position itself, you need to understand what the issues are in that particular county. What are you coming into this understanding the big issues in Harrelson County are, and what are constituents telling you?
Right now, I came out back in September of 17 when I announced that I would like to be the next sheriff for Harrelson County. And during that time, I've talked to hundreds of people just within the first 6 months of getting the basis of, you know, what our problems is. And even now, the biggest problem across the county that people tell me that they want something done about is the drug problem. The drugs and the stealing. And that's very understandable because we do. Across the country, we've got about 3,000 something counties across the country. Each county is experiencing the same thing that we're experiencing here. If you look to our north, to Polk County, to the east, Paulden County, South Carroll, and Douglas, and even Cleburne County, all these counties are experiencing the same thing. People want something done about it. People are tired of it. One of the problems, you know, for us to fix the problem, we have to understand the problem, and you have to look long and hard for that solution to fix that problem. And my solution on that right there is, one, the drug problem in Harrison County, like I said, is no different than across the country. We have to go back and look at it's a society issue. And when I say it's a society issue, right now the drug it's more popular now than it's ever been in my 30-year career. And when Ronald Reagan and them declared war on drugs back in the 1980s, and they stood up the police departments with manpower and equipment, and they went after, sent officers to other countries to reduce the drug from coming from like South America, Colombia, and different places to the United States. It's worse now than it's ever been. So we have to ask the people, the culture right now is people are infatuated with drugs for whatever the reason. And they use it for different. When I make drug arrests and the people I come in contact with, I constantly ask people all the time, why did you choose to possess drugs? Why did you choose to use drugs, sell drugs, or what of the above? And it's a myriad of answers that you get from these people. If it's a drug dealer, when we arrest them and stuff like that, it's purely money. There's so much money to be made. If it's a user or something like that, it helps them cope with the current issues that they got going on in their life. They might have mental illness going on, and it makes them feel better than the present state. So for us to combat the drug problem out here, we're going to have to change society views, and we've been doing that. We've been educating our people. We've got officers in schools. We've had the different school programs in the schools, and we're going to continue. If I get sheriff, and the good Lord blesses them with that, we're going to continue to educate our young more than we've ever did, but we got to reach out to them. And the people as a whole, we've got to get out here and educate people on this. And a lot of people know this, but the problem we got is as long as people choose to possess, consume, and do that, they're going to keep the drug dealers in business. And we've got to change that mentality once and for all.
Are you aware of an example out there where a community has been able to slow down drug use and drug arrests? I mean, is there somebody to look at for some sort of guidance with that?
Like a role model. You know, if you go back and look in law enforcement, when you've always got to look at or be willing to accept or do new things. We've got out here, we went direct on with the drug dealers. You know, we develop information ever how you get it, and we're very, very proactive in going after the drug dealers. As far as looking at the other programs, sometimes what works here might not work somewhere else and vice versa. I think the baseline is you've got to continue to educate the people. You've got to have a stronger presence out here as far as enforcing the drug laws. You've got to get out here and be proactive on this. And I think here in the county, for us, in my five-point plan I've laid out, is you've got to build certain mechanisms in place or put certain mechanisms in place to counteract the drug problem out here. And if you're not doing that, then I think you're taking a step back and you're just not going to be successful at any level to reduce the amount of drugs in our area. And I think that's true across the region. Many leaders, whether it's police chiefs or sheriffs or whoever it is, what organization it is, they look for new creative ways to go after them. But at the end of the day, the law is the law, and people are supposed to go by the law, and it's our job to enforce the law. And it relates to that right there. So we got to find, if something's not working, we've got to be open to new and better ways to combat it. And in my plan, I've laid out different things that we must have to be able to do what I think we need to do.
Stacy's website is Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y, Williams4Sheriff.com. And I encourage you to visit that page to learn more about Williams, who is one of five candidates for Harrelson County Sheriff. Election day is May 19th, April 27th, I believe, is when early voting begins. We're going to take our first break right now, come back and continue our conversation with Stacy Williams on the Community Voice program, brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our daily schedule includes convocation, prayer, and the Pledge of Allegiance. By doing so, we build a family-like community where all students grow and flourish and personal faith is encouraged. Through community service and a historical approach to biblical study, our students are taught the value of the warrior way, honesty, respect, and responsibility. Oak Mountain Academy, we are a family creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
Stay safe, stay healthy, stay home. I'm Michelle Morgan, Chairman of the Carroll County Board of Commissioners. As we face this ongoing threat from COVID-19, we're learning more about it every day, especially about how it spreads. It's important that we take action in our community to protect our families, our loved ones, and our neighbors. Right now, it's vital that every one of us stays at home unless going out is absolutely necessary. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay home.
.45 Community Voice on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. The show brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy. Our guest this morning is Stacy Williams, one of five candidates running for sheriff in Harrelson County. We do have plan to have the other candidates on the program, at least two more this week, and hopefully get the other two after that on the following week. But our guest this morning, Stacy Williams. His website for more information is stacywilliamsforsheriff.com, and we're going to post this program in its entirety up on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page later on this morning. And hopefully, if you have any questions, that's something we don't address on this program this morning, I do encourage you to post your questions up there, and we'll encourage Stacy to take a look at it. And maybe by the end of the day, he'll have a chance to look at those questions. But right now on the Community Voice program, time is 8:46. I'm your host, Colin Worthington. You said you had a 5-point plan, Stacy. You can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, on my last question, Colin, this kind of rolled right into it. For us to be able to do our job, when we was talking about when you asked what was the biggest problem that, you know, the people see, and it's a drug. Well, in my 5-point plan, the first thing is having a partnership with the people. For us to do our job, we cannot do it without your help. We can't do it without the people's help. We're totally dependent upon the people. When they see something, they need to call us. As a citizen, it's our duty to act. It doesn't matter what it is. And what you find nowadays is a lot of times people do not want to get involved, and, you know, don't want to get involved, period. But, you know, in my plan, when I talk about the first thing I think is very important is partnership with the people. And I think when people look at us as an organization or a law enforcement body, you know, you've heard the old saying, people pay taxes. Well, I'm a taxpayer too. I live in Harrison County, lived here 52 years, and I know the county. But I pay taxes too, and I want certain services. But for the law enforcement to get out here and know what's going on, you've got to get out here and you've got to talk to the people. And the people's got to feel confident, and they got to know you to build that trust with you to be out here to be able to get things going on. And I just think mutual respect when it comes to partnership with the people is very baseboard here. That's one of the main functions that we've got to do. And that we can solve crimes. If they look at us to get out here and do our job, for us to solve crimes, we got to have, you know, citizen involvement in every way. Citizens out here can do different things. They can't, it's not just out here calling and saying, hey, I see something, I report something. But, you know, they've got to get actively involved too. And in my plan, I talked about them serving on juries when they get called for jury duty. I got called for grand jury duty here a while back, and you would be surprised how many people, you know, when they call their names, they wouldn't show up or they wasn't present. And that could be dependent on a lot of different factors and stuff like that, because I don't know the flip side of that. But just being involved. When something's going on in your community, you know, let us know. But when you call, we will respond. We will take a proactive approach to whatever the situation is. It just won't go on deaf ears. So I think partnership with the people and gaining that trust with the people across the county is our first order of business, to let them know, hey, we're here to serve you. We sword up, hold the law, and we're here to help and assist you in any way we can. So I think partnership with the people is the first one. if you're going across the board looking at the rest of them, you know, reduce crime, crime prevention programs, it's all laid out on the website if people, if I can get people to go to it. But, you know, some of the things when we talk about what we do today as far as it relates to crime, it might go away for 6 months and then all of a sudden it pops its head back up. And we deal with this on a daily basis. It's stuff that's here today, gone tomorrow, but it's like a roller coaster. We see it very often. And over a period of time, you learn how to cope with different things, whether it's a rash of Internados or rash of burglaries or if it's just an uptick in drugs. It doesn't matter. It could be anything. But we've got to get out here in our communities. We've got to get out here and put certain things in place. And some of the things I talk about reducing crime is we've got to have, where I come from and the way I've been trained in my career as a college, we've got to have like a countywide crime suppression team. And this is generally made up, if the agency's large enough, they can do it themselves. But it's always better when you can partner with the local agencies. We have three police departments in our county, Tallapoosa, Bremen, and Buckhannon. And when you sit back and look at reports that's being filed every day, whether it's from a theft or whatever it is, especially as it relates to the communities, we have 12 or 13 different little communities in our county. And when things starts going on, you got to get ahead of the curve. You need to do the analysis part on that to get ahead of the curve instead of being behind it and to stop these events. And the crime suppression unit, when things come up, that's one of the first things you can do is about a 4 or 5-member team where you can put them out and mark patrol units into that area. And when a lot of people is at work during the day, you know, they're not at home. And when you get out into these areas and things are going on and you see this, as soon as you see these incidents starts popping up, you can get out here and deploy a team like that to an area. Not only looking for burglary suspects, but you're also looking for the drug dealer that's running from community to community, you know, poisoning our community. And so you got to have a countywide suppression team. And not only can you do it in the communities, but you can also relate it into the cities where they're having problems for whatever the reason. I think, you know, when we talk about drugs, we got to have an in-house drug unit. This is a 2 or 3-man unit that's dedicated to stopping the drug distribution in our county. We have that, but a lot of units like that, they're a multi-hand, but their primary focus is drugs, and they do an excellent job at what they do. They go out here, and they get the big drug dealers out here. We've got to have something like it. Another thing is Harrison County doesn't have a K-9 unit. A K-9 unit not only sniff out drugs and contraband and things like it right there, but a good tracking dog. You take a child that's wandered away from home, you talk about an elderly person that's had dementia or some type of mental illness that wanders away, I can't tell you how many times that agencies that has dogs capable of doing this has brought a successful resolution, because we found these folks. We found them. And if not, you have to call in somebody else and call somebody else out. And that's time wasted when you've got the resources at hand to do it right then. And every second, every minute counts when that toddler or that child is missing or that elderly person or whatever. And one of the other things is to help combat this whole thing is a crime scene investigation. And I've done crime scene for 4 years. And if you want to solve crimes in our community, you've got to have the people dedicated that knows how to work a crime scene. And this ain't got to be a 5 to 6-member team. This could be 1 to 2. And you call them out. The officers are trained. Each officer, even through basic mandate, are trained how to take fingerprints and whatnot. So where I come from, there's no excuse. If you work in a crime scene where there's potential evidence and you have to survey the scene, you must take that evidence. You must. That is your duty. And a lot of times, I know we get backed up on calls and calls are holding, and the sheriff's department right now has a shortage on manpower and things like that right there. But these are things that we've got to do. But a crime scene investigation unit like that right there would help this county. It'll help us solve crimes. We can take the evidence. If you left fingerprints, GBI takes probably 5, 6, 7 months to get get reports back. But the city of Carrollton just built a $3 to $4 million laboratory, and a lot of agencies now is when they need to know something within, I'd say within a couple hours, if it can be gotten to, if they're on file, we can develop a suspect pretty quick with all the, we've got all the new equipment and everything.
And Stacy, for more on that, I want to encourage people to go to your website and get more information on that 5-point plan.
Yeah.
StacyWilliamsForSheriff.com. We've got about 4 minutes left in the program. Let me ask you about the current administration. How do you feel about the job they've done over the last four, eight, Mixon, I don't know if he's been sheriff for 8 years, maybe even 12 years, but how do you feel about Harrelson County Sheriff's Office as it stands today?
I think Eddie Mixon has done a good job. I have no problem with Eddie. I've talked to Eddie on many occasions and stuff like it. And he's told me his problems and how he's tried to deal with it. And I think he's done his best with what he's got to work with. We're going to have to work with the Board of Commissioners on a lot of things to change the deficiencies that they have. My five highest priorities, you know, when you look at it from a whole, you look at my website and you look at everything, I still say that currently the staffing levels that they have up there, they might have 2 to 3 deputies per shift working at any given time. I think morale up there needs to be worked on, the morale factor. There's a lot of things that needs to be worked on. I think overall they've done a good job. We went through some turbulent times back in 08, 09, and 10 with budget cuts. But I think with my knowledge and vision and what I bring to the table, Colin, I can get a lot of things done just from experience. I dedicated my life to this job. I love it. I've gained the necessary education, training, and experience. I think I'm right at 3,500 hours just as in police training, another 1,500 hours of training from going overseas and stuff, college, and the things I've done in life, it suits me to do this job. And I love the citizens of Harrelson County. I love this county. I bore a family in this county, three sons through the school system here over the last 20-plus years, and I just got a passion to be sheriff here in this county. I've devoted my life to it, and I've spent the last 10 years to making this goal happen, and I just ask the people to give me a chance to show you what I can do and what I can do for them. This is not for me, it's all about them.
Stacy Williams, one of five candidates running for sheriff in Harrelson County, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. And Stacy, do appreciate you talking with us this morning. And and thanks for accommodating us and doing this over the phone as well. Be safe out there, okay?
Thank you, Colin, and I appreciate it. Thank you for everything that you do. You and your radio station do an awesome job. We listen to y'all all the time, bringing us the latest reports and stuff like it, and we always stand ready to help you and you guys. So anytime we can help you and your radio station, all you got to do is just call, and we'll do what we can to help you.
Appreciate it, sir. Thank you. And thank you for listening to this morning's Community Voice program here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3. Also streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. Time right now is 8:57. Again, Stacy Williams was our guest this morning, one of five candidates for sheriff in Harrelson County. The other four candidates, Brian Finley, Chad Henderson. Finley works with the Carroll County Sheriff's Office. Chad Henderson, Chief of Police, City of Buchanan. John Hutchison, also a sworn law enforcement officer. And Wade Williams with the Harrelson County Sheriff's Office. Those are the other four candidates, along with Stacy Williams. This Wednesday on the program, we'll have Brian Finley on the program. Again, that starts at 8:30. And then on Friday of this week, Wade Williams, he will be our guest. Again, that show starts at 8:30. We're going to post all of these shows on the News Talk 1330 Facebook page so you can re-listen to them and share them and kind of make a good decision on who your candidate for Harrelson County Sheriff should be. Election Day is May the 19th. There'll be 3 weeks of early voting prior. And as far as we know, it is going on as planned. But again, thank you for tuning in for this morning's Community Voice program. As always, brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy. News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. Stay tuned now for national headlines. We'll have a little bit of local news at 9:02. Then Glenn Beck is on the air, followed by Rush Limbaugh. Have a safe Monday, everybody. Stay indoors, if at all possible, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
I'm Senator Mike Dugan. Like many others, I've been quarantined because of exposure to the coronavirus. Our county and our region are facing an unprecedented threat from the COVID-19 virus. If we don't act now, thousands of our neighbors and loved ones will get sick and hundreds or more will be hospitalized. And there are only so many beds, ventilators, and other resources to care for the sick. Lives are on the line. Staying home is the only way to ensure you're not exposed to the virus and that you don't bring COVID-19 home to your loved ones. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay home.